live streaming video from AEA 2010, how and why we're doing it. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. My guest today is Sarah Curtis, who is senior producer for Aero TV. And we're here to talk a little bit about what's going to go on later today at the Gaylord Palms Hotel and Resort in Kissimmee, Florida, near Orlando, where it's the 53rd annual Aircraft Electronics Association Convention, International Convention and Trade Show. I got to make sure I get all the pieces of the title in there. But something interesting happening with Aero TV today. You'll actually find it on the aero-news.net site. There's a banner up at the top that you can click and see live video streaming of the new product introductions at the show. And we'll be doing a lot more with it over the next 3 days as well. Sarah, welcome in, and thanks for taking some time for our listeners today.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me.
Let's talk first about what's different about this convention that might make it especially suitable for streaming video, because most places that we go, you can, if you want, walk up to the gate and buy a ticket. And in fact, a lot of the places we go in Florida, you can wear jean shorts and a tank top and walk up and buy a ticket. This one's a little different.
That's right. It is a closed convention, which means that our live streaming coverage is going to be something that people who will not have the opportunity to come will be able to access and be able to see, you know, kind of behind the closed doors. So we're happy to bring that coverage and that information to people who wouldn't otherwise have the availability to hear it.
Now, showing new products in the avionics industry is a little tough. Aero TV does it frequently, and if you get set up properly and can get a really tight shot on a panel or get some footage that the manufacturer has generated from the screen display itself directly, it works quite well. What are some of the technical challenges that go into covering something like a new product introduction on this scope?
Well, definitely what you brought up is certainly one of the problems, because the amazingness about avionics panels is what they do for the pilot. And so for us to really show off a product, it's getting into a plane, it's getting into the cockpit and showing how the avionics system helps out in flight. So having that system up against a wall and set up but not really showing how it's being used, that's one of the challenges. We want to make sure that we get across the advantages and how it can help out. So that's definitely one of the challenges for us. I think the other challenge is too to the, you know, the dynamicness of it. Again, it's something that is a static display when it's on the ground, and obviously it's never going to be used just sitting there. So we got to show it. We got to show it up in flight, and so it is a challenge with that.
Sorry. Now, it's been kind of interesting today. You've been in a ballroom. I mean, a lot of places where we set up for Aero TV, we have quite a bit of control over the lighting and the staging and positions of cameras and so forth. When you're in a ballroom where the presentation is being made primarily for the people who are there in person, what do you have to go through to capture that in a form that will be of value to people watching it online?
Well, we definitely could not do this without the extreme cooperation of AEA. They have been absolutely amazing. And every time that I needed to talk to them, verify anything, you know, they have been right there with the help, with the patience. So that, first and foremost, to have such great hosts and to help us put this together. So that's the number one thing. The second thing is also, you know, we have to make sure that we are, as journalists, flies on the wall. And that gets a little bit more difficult when you're in a situation where it's so set up, because part of it is that we are kind of quickly tagging along, I guess, if you could call it that. We're quickly tagging along with their presentation and making sure that we're showing it as timely as possible right on. So I will literally have my eyes glued to the man who will be running the AEA new product introductions and making sure that we cue as quickly as possible to make sure that the viewers at home are getting as realistic as a presentation as the people who are sitting two rows behind the stage.
What will the cameras be pointed at, and how will you bring out what's being done on stage so it's of meaning to the home viewer?
Sure. Well, for one thing, we're going to have each camera pointed at each podium. So there'll be two podiums with each presenter, And as they come up, we'll immediately be there. So showing you as it happens, their announcement. Much of the presenters that are going to be talking have PowerPoint presentations that go along, videos, and all of that is going to be presented right there on full screen for our viewers. So it's not going to be us filming a screen if they have information to add. It's actually going to be the screen we show. So we already have that plugged into our resources. And the only thing that we will be, in a sense, filming, per se, is the speaker as he announces. So the viewers at home will get to see exactly what, if even, maybe a little bit better, because it's going to be so close on the screen and it's going to be full widescreen if they want to do that, all the information that's being presented. And that's right. For those West Coast viewers who don't want to wake up so early in the morning, the video will be available on demand as soon as it finishes. So if you wake up 5 minutes after it closes, you can click on that play button and it'll be immediately available for you to watch the entire thing. And it will stay available. So if you want to keep watching it or have a popcorn party with your friends, your avionics pals, so you can, and it'll be all set for you.
My guest is Sarah Curtis, who is senior producer for Aero TV. We'll be back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Plack. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option, from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed, comes standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9000 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. Paul Plack here with Sarah Curtis of Aero TV. Sarah, we talked a little bit a moment ago about what's going to go on Thursday morning for the product demonstrations. Let's talk about how that same setup in the ballroom is going to be used for the regulatory sessions and who's going to kick it off.
Yes, we are very, very honored to be presenting a live coverage stream of Randy Babbitt's speech. He is going to be the guest speaker kicking off the FAA regulatory panels, and unfortunately he's not going to be staying for the panels, but he's going to spend some great quality time talking about the issues having to do with avionics, with the ADS-B, what the FAA plans to do for their, you know, the vision of the future in the next couple of years for aviation. So we will present that and help kick off the FAA regulatory panels that follow.
You have a topic list that talks about some of the things that will be discussed on the panel. It sounds like the ADS-B / next gen thing is finally coming into focus for manufacturers and for aircraft owners.
That's right, definitely. The first panel is going to be largely focused, and as well as Randy Babbitt's speech, focused on what the safety management systems proposal is going to be and how those next gen initiatives are going to affect the aviation community for the next 10 years. And so a lot of the focus of those speeches and the panels are going to be based on that. Now, the panel that follows the FAA leadership panel is going to be the ADS-B panel. And that's going to be all about the ADS-B standards that are currently in place and how avionics businesses as well as avionics customers are going to have to adjust, what the FAA's plan is for that adjustment. Everyone that's going to be on the panels for both of them are all FAA representatives. So they are directorates, and you know, it's going to be coming from the source, which is a wonderful thing that we can present for our viewership, that they're going to be getting that information directly from those who are making the decisions.
How long will both of these sessions be, and for that matter, how long will the product introduction session run on Thursday?
The product introduction will run about 2 hours on Thursday, and the AEA regulatory leadership panels will run from 8:30 until 11. There will be an intermission, so anyone who is watching live can take a break and do whatever they need to do to come back and sit comfortably in front of the computer. So there will be a 10-minute break in between the FAA leadership panel and the ADS-B panel. That will be good. So 8 o'clock till 11 o'clock.
All right. Well, lots to watch. And then on Friday afternoon at 4 and again Saturday morning at 11, I guess Tom Patton and I, being chosen for our perfect hair, will get to anchor some show wrap-up coverage and interviews from the floor of the convention.
That's right. We're also very, very honored to be presenting for the first time from a live studio booth. And on Friday at 4 o'clock, we'll be interviewing some of the representatives from the companies, the industry companies that will be attending the AEA convention. And we'll be getting to hear a little bit more in-depth interviews about the announcements that were made the previous day on Thursday during the new product introductions. So we're excited to be doing that and covering it live from the exhibit floor. And on Saturday at 11 o'clock a.m., we're going to have an opportunity to speak with the AEA representatives. So get their take on not only the convention, but the news that's going to be coming out, what they believe are going to be the big issues of 2010, both for the aviation community and for the avionics industry.
Sarah, one of the things that will be an advantage to people watching it at home on the computer compared to sitting there in the room where they tell you to try to keep the noise down is that people online can actually chat about what they're looking at in real time while they're watching it on the screen.
That's right. For anyone who's going to be joining us, we have a chat feature so you can discuss it in real time if you're watching it live, or if you're watching it on video demand and there are other viewers out there who are watching it, you can discuss it with them. So it's a live chat feature. All you have to do is put your name in and you can chat away. So no problem with, you know, being quiet. You can say all you want.
We'll encourage our listeners to go to the top of aero-news.net and click on the banner that links them to the live video stream, and we'll also bring the audio from some of these things in edited form back around on this Aero News special feature on the audio side. Sarah, we wish you luck. It's going to be a long Thursday, and thanks for taking some time out to talk to us about it today.
Thank you very much, and I'll see everyone that joins us very early, 9:15.
Sarah Curtis is senior video producer at Aero TV. Find out more at aero-tv.net. Find our streaming video by clicking the AEA 2010 banner at the top of our main page at aero-news.net. It's also available from AEA's page at www.aea.net. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.